NBA Finals 2001.
What we have to do, four more games, take it one game at a time, one period at a time, go out and get the job done.
Serious, fellas.
1, 2, 3, let's!
As hard as you can.
Steal by Iverson, back on Bryant, easy layup, Kobe could not afford his third foul. Bell sealed up by Horry, left hand scoop is good, but a left hand scooper that found the bottom of the net. Try with him, Allen wants to go, wants the baseline, fade away, yeah!
Out.
He knocks down another one.
Keep your game simple offensively. Got a little bit too tricky. When you throw the shot, you throw high, for example. Little things like that. Okay, their ball first. Let's get our defense back in order.
Bryant, once again, played very well by Ben and forced.
Three in the clock. Fish gets it off. Fish makes another three.
Oh, that's silly. That's silly. 5 out of 6 from 3-point range.
They're 1 minute away from the championship.
Fisher has to fire a three. Yes! And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You can start the party out in Los Angeles. This baby's headed for the history books.
It's the Mays.
That'll do it. Back-to-back titles for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Lakers, who finished with a 15-1 run, the best all-time playoff winning percentage in the history of the league.
Joining me here for the trophy presentation of the owner of the Lakers, Dr. Jerry Buss, head coach Phil Jackson, the rest of the Lakers. And now to make the presentation of the Larry O'Brien Trophy, here is the commissioner, David Stern.
This Laker team beat a game Philadelphia 76er team, and our hats is off to them. But you had the best record ever in the history of the NBA playoffs. You should be proud of that.
You defended
your title with intensity, passion, but most important, teamwork and grace. Congratulations to the world champion 2001 NBA Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
17 block shots in a 5-game series, 33 points a game, 16 rebounds, 2 consecutive MVPs. Congratulations, Shaquille O'Neal, the 2001 Finals MVP.
You know, I think, I'd like to congratulate the Lakers. I thought they were phenomenal. They were... Well coached, they played like a class team the whole series, and you know, certainly deserved to win. And it was just a phenomenal experience being in the playoffs with a group like that. And the big guy was unbelievable. I think each game my appreciation grew for him. But he, I thought Phil did a great job.
Larry, have you ever in your career seen a team that didn't win the championship so admired, so apparently loved by a city, by an entire area?
They helped us get here. I don't think I've ever seen a team get any more support than, you know, we received. It was, you know, when you consider where we've come, it's been pretty amazing.
After the first game, he got in a scoring contest with Allen Iverson. They got 40 points each in that ball game. I went down the stat sheet and said, that ball game you have 0 block shots. We really need your defense. And the next 4 games he averaged about 4-plus blocks a game. And his defense is really, I think, one of the keys for us winning this game. He was a presence inside both offensively and defensively. Well, you know, he came out with a lot of energy post All-Star break and said, now it's time to start going. And unfortunately for us, it wasn't time. As far as injuries and the scheduling and the things that happened to us, we weren't able to get ourselves going for another 6 weeks. But he kept motivating the team. He kept his engines going. He kept conditioning and reconditioning himself and taking a lot of time with free throw shooting and all the things that are the weak points of his game that he wanted to improve. And I think everybody just took his leadership this year as a big plus. You know, Shaq a lot of times has not been as obvious a leader as he was this year. He truly was a great leader in this team. And for him to win the second one, I think, you know, this is a validation of your greatness, your ability. You know, you look back at you know, great centers that have been in this league. Chamberlain had two championships spaced apart for 4 or 5 years. Shaq has got more in him, and I expect him to have more than two championships before he's finished with this game.
I'm drunk. The last 15, 20 games, we just, you know, became a great team. And, you know, Kobe did a great job keeping everybody involved. And, everybody just shot the ball well, and, you know, we just played with that hunger. And somebody told me tonight that we made history. We had the best record in winning our championship. So that's another thing I could tell my sons, a big historian. I'm happy. You know, it may not seem like I'm happy on my face, but I'm also greedy, and I'm not done. So I'll take a week off, start working out again, come back leaner and meaner, and try to get another one next year.